Welcome to the Fireside Book Chat, where teens speak out on books. Listen to real teens chat, evaluate, and rank the books your libraries and bookstores are carrying. Books for teens, reviews by teens. Now, here's your host, Mr. Zah.
Welcome to the Fireside Book Chat today. With me is Justin. How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I am very good. Very cool. Tell me name and author of the book.
Crispin by Avi, I think it's pronounced.
Yeah, we were debating whether it was Avi, Avi. It's Avi in any case. And no first and last name, just one name there. And maybe there is if we get online, but that's at least where we're at. So Crispin, right?
Yeah.
What made you pick up this book?
Well, I had to pick up a book for this project, so I walked into the library, and in the fiction section, it was on one of those racks, like, out, so I saw it, and I looked at it, read the back, and looked interesting, so I just picked it up.
So what was the cover? What first made you pick it up before you read the back?
It looked like, the cover just looked kind of, like, mysterious, like, he looked like he was running from something on the cover, like, through the woods. So I picked it up, and then I read the back, and liked it.
Is he running through the woods at any point?
Yeah, he's running the whole time.
The whole time?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so tell me about Crispin. Tell me about the story here.
All right, so it takes place in, like, the 1300s and, like, the feudal system. And he doesn't really know who his parents are. And he gets accused by the steward from stealing from their lord's house. And he calls him a wolf head, which means anyone that sees him in the town can kill him at any point, which forces him to go on the run. And on the run, he just meets up with several people, and then he tries to come back because his friend gets locked up in the lord's palace. And when he gets back, the steward finds him again, and they make a deal for a necklace that he has that he can be free. But when he gives him the necklace, it backfires on him.
Okay. So does he end up rescuing his friend?
Yeah, he ends up rescuing his friend, and they get away, of course. Yeah.
It wouldn't be a happy ending without it.
Right.
But he continues to be chased the entire time.
Yeah.
So tell me about the character, Chris. I mean, other than, so he's parentless. Did you like him as a character?
Yeah, he was very dynamic, I guess. He doesn't know who his dad is, but in the end he finds out that his dad is actually the Lord Furnival, like Furnival, which is his name. And
so the Lord is chasing him.
Yeah, yeah. And
does the father know?
The father doesn't know.
Okay, so yeah. He's trying to kill his own son, doesn't he?
Correct. Okay. And his name is like Asta's son. Like his mom's name was Asta, so that's what he was called. Until his friend, which was a priest, told him that his real name was Crispin, and that happened in, like, the middle of the book.
Okay, and that's hence the title.
Yeah.
Comes from the name of the character.
Right.
Was there one event that kind of stuck out to you, said, wow, this is a good part, I like this?
When he tried to go back to the palace and rescue his friend, whose name was Bear, and kind of, like, epic scene.
An epic scene.
Yeah.
Now, is it when he gets into the palace or is discovered? I mean, or is it the entire journey into the palace?
The whole journey is, like, the whole book is just the journey leading up to, like, him trying to get back into his town and into, like, his society.
Now, whenever I picture, like, chase scenes and stuff, you picture a pretty intense, like, event after events, like, mm-hmm. near misses and all that.
Yeah. It was pretty fast-paced.
So it was pretty fast. It was a quicker read then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was real quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that mean that you liked the book?
Yeah, I liked it. It was I'd say it'd be better, like, if I was a little younger, but I liked it.
So you feel like it was geared toward a younger audience
Yeah.
How many pages was it?
Like 240.
240 or something?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. And what did you end up rating this book?
Like a 4.5, just because maybe if I was a little younger, exactly. It'd be like a 5, but it was good. I liked it.
It was good. It was intense. It kept you engaged, and that was part of it. All right, let's give him a hand.
Thanks for listening to this Fireside Book Chat. We hope you found this review engaging and informative. If you would like to find out more about the Fireside Book Chat, please visit our website, firesidebookchat.com. You can also submit your own audiobook review to firesidebookchat@gmail.com, and we'll see if we can get it on the air.